It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the National Agriculture Day observance coming up March 14th. I'll have this morning's stories coming up after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Well, SDF is on the airline bag tag this week as we head toward Louisville International Airport in Kentucky. And they are expecting more rain, with the Ohio River to flood this week after many days of rain. The National Weather Service issued a flood warning for Kentucky and southern Indiana cities near the Ohio River starting this afternoon until further notice. The region is likely to get 2 to 3 inches of rain through tomorrow during the time the flood warning is in effect. From This Week in Agribusiness, with all of this talk in recent days about the flatulence of cattle and how one misguided proposal would have cattle abolished, the cattle industry is sharing data about where our greenhouse gases really come from. In the United States, the EPA has tallied that about 30% of our greenhouse gas comes from the generation of electricity. The EPA says 25% of the greenhouse gas comes from transportation. So that's more than half from those two sources combined. And the beef industry hastens to quote that EPA estimate for the greenhouse gas contribution of beef cattle. It's less than 2%. Football coaches seem to struggle sometimes keeping their teams from getting unwanted headlines in the offseason. A reserve wide receiver at Notre Dame, Javon McKinley, has been charged with 3 misdemeanors after being arrested by campus police in South Bend. They say the 20-year-old McKinley punched 2 university police officers. A strong smell of alcohol was detected. The cops say, "Happy birthday, President Lincoln." 3 states have laid claim to Abraham Lincoln's legacy for decades. Kentucky, of course, was Lincoln's birthplace. Indiana was his home from age 7 until he turned 21. In Illinois, the self-proclaimed land of Lincoln, he married and entered politics. I posted on my Twitter account this morning that picture of President Lincoln's book, which I owned for a time back in the 90s, the Official Yearbook of Agriculture, the report to the president from the Commissioner of Agriculture in 1862, the year that Lincoln formed what we know today as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, presented to me by a retiring corporate executive in Chicago. I later donated it to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield, Illinois. 210 years ago today, Abe was born. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.